It is time to look at Burlingame High School football, the coach's corner at this hour on Country 101.7. And I'm joined by head football coach and Jeff Slater. Coach, you know, great to have you on. Season continues to chug along. Got a big game this week. We'll talk about that shortly. But first, let's quickly look back at last week. A lot of good performances, a game that ended in the third quarter against Hartford. Can you just talk about, you know, how pleased with are you with your team's execution on Friday night?
Yeah, overall, you know, it's good to get a win, and that was the, you know, the top priority of the week is to go 1-0. You know, it was good to get some guys involved, spread the ball around a little bit. I thought Danny, our quarterback, did a good job spreading the ball around, getting everybody some touches. However, I thought overall we were a little bit flat. You know, energy-wise, I thought we were flat. We didn't play with a ton of purpose. You know, we didn't have school that day. I don't know if that kind of – how much that factors into it. I'm sure it does a little bit. You know, however, we're trying to sell our kids that, you know, attention to detail and energy and those type of things can cause a letdown a little bit. You know, it wasn't our cleanest game. Too many penalties, you know. Still, we're having issues with that. You know, it's a real concern for us. And you know, as the competition beefs up here these next 2 weeks, and then you get in the playoffs and it's win or go home. You know, we want to try to be playing our best football, and we're not quite there yet. You know, I told the kids yesterday that could be a good thing because our best football is ahead of us, or it could be, you know. Have some question marks to it. Are we capable of taking that next step? You know, why haven't we done it yet? So we're really trying to emphasize that in practice. It's kind of that time of year where kids are banged up. It's that time of year where some sickness hits the hallways, and so we're managing all that and doing the best we can, and we certainly need to have a good week of prep with Reno County coming up.
And before we look at that big matchup, let's look at a couple of big playmakers from last week. How about Danny Kane, you know, coming off a game where he really ran the ball effectively, really did it all with his arm on Friday night, 16 for 20, 261 and 4 scores. You know, how big was that to get him going in the passing game?
Yeah, that was something that kind of the game plan going in. We didn't want to run him a lot, you know, the week before, you know, took a toll on him. So we kind of wanted to protect him and throw the ball around. And with weapons like Drake Skirvin, Drake has been, you know, our guy all year. Drake, 7 catches for 140, one touchdown. I think he's approaching 700 yards receiving on the season. So, I mean, he's averaging over 100 a game. It was really good to get Brock going. Brock, 6 catches, 100 yards, 3 touchdowns. You know, Brock has been a big defensive presence for us. And offensively, he's capable. Just sometimes we don't find him enough like we need to. I thought Danny did a good job of making the read, making the easy play, getting some guys involved. Blake Middleton, obviously, you know, run game wise, he's put together 2 really good weeks. So I thought Danny overall did a really good job spreading around, getting multiple guys involved. And that's what we need to make our offense, you know, more effective is don't rely just on Drake, you know, spread it around, get multiple guys going. So that was really good.
Your defense also made plays too, forcing a pair of fumbles in the game as well, getting a plethora of tackles for losses from a couple players in the game. And you know, you look at your defense, I'm going to use that to pivot, because you know, your defense is playing really well, but you've got a really big challenge this week in Reno County. They're averaging well over 60 to 65 points per game. You know, talk about that and that side of the ball.
Defensively, you know, we've gotten some consistent effort from some guys. Brock has been kind of our stud over there on the defensive side of the ball. Dawson Richmond is putting together a really nice season, you know, getting in the backfield. You know, this week is going to be a big challenge for our secondary. We've kind of been really on that unit the past few weeks, you know, about some breakdowns that we've had or about, you know, not watching our keys. And you know, that kind of happened the other day with Hartford getting a score. We, you know, our eyes are in the backfield and they're not where they're supposed to be. So we're going to definitely have to be locked in this week. you know, we're going to have to win the line of scrimmage. The quarterback is really good. I'm not so sure we can stop the quarterback, but, you know, we hope to limit him and make things tough. Reno County is going to have plenty of success this week. They're a really strong offense, an elite quarterback, probably one of the best quarterbacks in eight-man football. And so we just need to try to limit him and frustrate him and make things difficult. I'd love to create some turnovers, you know, whether that's punching the ball out, intercepting the ball, getting a, you know, a strip sack or anything like that. You know, we're going to have to get some things to go our way, whether it's turnovers, onside kicks, you know, to kind of create some momentum shifts and steal a few possessions. You know, so that will be a point of emphasis, is trying to win the turnover margin this week. But, you know, we want to continue to progress, you know, defensively. You know, I feel like we have progressed. We still have some things of breakdowns on film, but I think everybody's in that boat. So, you know, we just want to continue to clean some things up and get better and play a physical brand of football.
And my final question, how important is it to stay in this game? Because, you know, as I scout Reno County, this is a football team that has kind of blown out everybody they've played this year. How important is it to make this a four-quarter game and put yourself in a position to win in the fourth?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's going to be a tremendous challenge. I hope our kids are ready to attack that challenge and face it head on. You know, we're going to have to move the chains, you know, ball management, clock management, ball security, you know, run the game. Our run game is going to need to be effective. We don't want to get in a shootout with these guys. If we get in a shootout that plays into their hands, they have a high successful rate in that. I don't know if that can be our brand, you know, style of play this week. We want to run the ball. We want to tackle well in space. You know, I think our mentality and our approach to this game is going to be really key. They're going to have plenty of big plays. They're going to have plenty of scores. They're going to have, you know, a lot of good things happen. Are our kids going to be able to rebound from those type of things and get to the next play and not let it snowball? You know, I think if we can do that, then we want to get in the fourth quarter, give ourselves a chance to win. You know, we'll see what we're made of. I think at the end of the day, regardless of results, this is going to prepare us for postseason playoffs. This is going to prepare us for a district championship game that's looming down the stretch. So we need to put our best foot forward and fight our tails off this week and give ourselves a chance.
All right, Coach. Well, I appreciate your time, as always, on the Burlingame Coach's Corner, and I wish you luck in this week's game.
All right, thanks for having me. Go Bearcats.
That is Jeff Slater, head football coach at Burlingame. It's been brought to you by Bank of Burlingame and Next Tech Wireless.